headlines this hour. 1 month of unchecked oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico tars Florida's giant tourism industry. Also ahead this hour, Brazil and Turkey oppose new sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program. And the Thai government hits back at protesters and imposes curfew in major provinces.
Hello, everyone. Those were the headlines of midnight GMT, 4:30 in the morning in Tehran. This is Press TV.
Thanks a lot for joining us. More on our top story now. The tourism industry has been affected in the U.S. state of Florida.
Well, this comes in spite of laboratory tests showing that tar balls found on Florida beaches have not come from the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico. Florida officials say the industry has already been damaged by the oil spill during the past month. Florida gains up to $60 billion a year from tourism. This as energy giant British Petroleum is still struggling to contain its undersea well that has spewed a huge slick into Gulf waters. Oceanographers have forecast crude from the well will be carried by current southeast to the Florida beaches and possibly to Miami and Cuba.
In business news, Wall Street ends another declining day. Heavy machinery maker Caterpillar fell 2.7% and shares of Boeing suffered a 2.2% drop. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down over 66 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index also lost nearly 19 points. Generally declining stocks outnumbered advancing ones on the New York Stock Exchange by a ratio of about 4-1.
The U.S. Senate is considering $23 billion to be spent on education sector. Leading senator on education, Tom Harkin, is pushing to attach the amount to a military spending bill. He says the move is intended to stave off a massive wave of layoffs in American schools and institutions of higher learning. Harkin says such layoffs could weaken the U.S. economic recovery and cause serious damage to the education system. The proposal has been opposed by the Republicans, who say a country with a more than a $1 trillion deficit could not afford such a fund.
Well, the Mexican President Felipe Calderon has criticized a new immigration law in the U.S. state of Arizona. During a visit to the White House, Calderon condemned the new immigration initiative. The Arizona law allows police to detain people simply based on suspicion. The Hispanic community fears widespread racial profiling as the result of the initiative. The U.S. National Immigration Law Center has filed a class action lawsuit challenging the legality of Arizona's immigration law. Calderon says the two nations should work together to solve the immigration issue.
In reference to the migratory issue, I acknowledge the sensitivity and the commitment of President Obama to look for a comprehensive solution that will be respectful of the rights of the individuals and will be adjusting itself in a realistic way to the needs of both our economies.
Reports say a Pakistani army major has been arrested over links to a failed attack in New York's Times Square earlier this month. The suspect is now held by Pakistani authorities, but the extent of his involvement in the plot is still unclear. He's believed to have met chief suspect Faisal Shahzad three times in Islamabad. The two have also had cell phone contacts. U.S. authorities say the major has worked as a link between Shahzad and Pakistani militants. The chief suspect is a Pakistani-born U.S. citizen who was arrested on a flight to Dubai.
The mothers of three American nationals detained in Iran have arrived in Tehran to visit their children.
Very grateful. We're closer to our children, so it's very emotional for us. You know, I'm very grateful to the Iranian authorities for allowing us to be here. I come with an open heart, I come with a grateful heart, and I come with a mother's heart. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing my son and his two friends. And I have real strong hopes of the great possibility of bringing them home. I would like to plea for that.
How about you?
I'm very glad to be here. I feel very happy that we're finally here in Iran. I'm very grateful to the Iranian people for allowing us to come and granting us our visas. And we're really looking forward to seeing our children.
Angie.
Yes, and I'm Josh's mom. I'm Laura Fatal. And I'm very, very grateful also. And it's a humanitarian effort, and it's exactly why we're here, because we're seeing our sons and our daughter.
And don't you think that the U.S. administration should also give permission to Iranian families kept in Iranian families to meet their beloved ones who are kept in U.S. jails for months and years?
You know, our business is mothers coming to see our own children, and I very much have compassion for any mother who has children in prison.
I think we all feel that way. You know, we try to stay out of the politics of this, because for us, we're just mothers and we just miss our children, like any mother would anywhere in the world.
Last week, Iranian authorities granted them week-long visas to stay in Tehran. Iran says the decision has been made in accordance with Islamic teachings and on a humanitarian basis. Shane Bauer, Sarah Short, and Josh Fatal were detained in July of 2009 for illegal entry from northern Iraq. They have already been charged. Tehran says it is waiting to see how the U.S. will react towards the Iranians held there without access to their families. In other news, Turkey and Brazil have called on the United Nations Security Council to avoid imposing fresh sanctions against Iran.
The two countries in a joint letter urged their fellow members and the council to stick to diplomatic solutions over Iran's nuclear program. Brazilian Foreign Minister Celso Amorim and his Turkish counterpart Ahmet Davutoğlu have asked the council to avoid any measures that are detrimental to peace. Earlier, Iran's foreign minister, Manoucher Mottaki, lashed out at the U.S. proposed draft resolution against Tehran. On Tuesday, Washington handed a draft resolution to the council to expand sanctions on Iran. This just a day after Iran signed the nuclear fuel swap declaration brokered by Turkey and Brazil.
The importance of this work and of the broader international efforts.
On Tuesday, Washington handed a draft resolution to the UN Security Council to impose new and harsher sanctions against Iran.
The draft resolution would both build on existing UN sanctions on Iran and give them additional teeth, while also expanding the breadth and reach of UN sanctions on Iran by creating new categories of sanctions.
The move by the U.S. revealed the contradiction in its Iran policies and its push for confrontation instead of cooperation.
They continue this foreign wrangling when they should actually sit in front of Iran and actually push the diplomacy. This is what they wanted from the beginning. Right. This was the confidence building. This was the stretching the hand by Obama. That's what he said in Cairo. Now that the other side is stretching their hand, now they're backing out and won't have a sanction.
Previous excuse was that Iran has not accepted our demand to ship out 1,200 kilograms of 3.5% enriched uranium. And they insistently said that it is Iran that is avoiding the acceptance of their proposal. Now that we have accepted this part of the conditions, I mean this condition, now they are creating other excuses.
Under the declaration brokered by Brazil and Turkey, Iran has agreed to swap its low-enriched uranium with a higher enriched nuclear fuel on the Turkish soil. Iran needs the fuel for a medical research reactor in Tehran. Several countries, including Russia, China, Spain, and France, along with Brazil and Turkey, described the agreement as a step forward in resolving the standoff between the U.S. and Iran. However, the United States and its allies say they're still concerned about Iran's nuclear activities.
Why would there be a fear of security and peace by only 1,200 kilograms of low-enriched uranium that has not been even converted, and it's under the auspices and eyes and videotapes of IAEA. There's a lot of steps required to convert this into a bomb, where in the Middle East, there's another country with 200 bombs deployable.
U.S. President Barack Obama once again expresses concern over Iran's nuclear program.
Well, Obama says Tehran has to uphold its responsibilities or face what he called increased pressure. He made the comments at a joint press briefing with his Mexican counterpart at the White House. The U.S. president called on Tehran to live up to, quote, its international obligations. Obama said he was pleased that the P5 plus one had agreed on a new draft plan against Iran. The draft proposes sanctions targeting Iranian banks and calls for inspections of Iranian vessels. Thailand's government has extended an overnight curfew in the capital city of Bangkok to another 23 provinces.
This comes, of course, as violence continues across that country. The curfew comes after Thai troops cracked down hard on the so-called red shirt protesters storming their encampment. The offensive led to the surrender of protest leaders, but triggered clashes that saw at least six people killed and the spread of the unrest to the north. Several buildings, including Southeast Asia's second biggest department store in Bangkok, were also burnt down in the riots that ensued. Meanwhile, the government has imposed a strict news blackout on the national TV.
You're watching the World News here on Press TV. A quick reminder of our top stories this hour. 1 month of unchecked oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico tars Florida's giant tourism industry. Brazil and Turkey oppose new sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program. Thai government hits back at protesters that imposes curfew in major provinces.